Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back, and so we're going to carry on with our show, and we're going to get to Shkwait Shachlach soon. But first, we're going to play his song of the week, and it's Laura Branigan, Self Control, and it's a DJ D-Mall remix, Infernal Remix. So enjoy this, and we'll get to Shkwait Shachlach soon after. right, we're back. That was Laura Branigan, Self Control, DJ D-Mall, Infernal Remix. And that was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shakhlakh. And for people that don't know Shkwait Shakhlakh, he's my brother. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, the forest fires of a couple of years ago, and also the big flood. And so he's a really big inspiration for me and for many people that know his story, and just always a blessing to have him on with us live. And how are you doing, Shkwait?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good this week.
That's good.
Not too hot, not too cold.
Yes. Yeah. So we have a subject today, and it's on metamorphosis.
The irony of it all is I had this song selected for a while. It was kind of appropriate that it came up with this subject.
Yeah.
Without self-control, we might metamorphose into someone unpleasant.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think self-control, you know, in body, mind, soul, will keep us from metamorphosing into, you know, somewhat unpleasant or unhealthy, or, you know, just a total racist or bigot. I do believe self-control really aids in our metamorphosis each stage of our life goes, eh?
Yeah.
Because I do believe we metamorphose, you know, not like a bug just once procreate and croak. We metamorphose, you know, from in childhood, then teen years, young adult years, older adult years, and then in our geriatric years. I try to keep myself in self-control, and, you know, I try to promote it to others as well, you know, because whether we think about it, you know, outright, or just go about our life, you know.
Yeah.
We actually are, you know, helping each other.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. It reminds me, you know, your subject reminds me of, you know, when we studied the Cecropia moth and that person that tried to help the Cecropia moth come out. And when he did, he helped this Cecropia moth out of his cocoon. And then that moth didn't grow. His wings didn't form. It didn't get that exercise it needed. And then it couldn't fly. It had withered little wings, and it didn't grow, and wasn't able to continue it on its pure form. So we need that self-control sometimes to not interfere sometimes, and we have to let each other grow, and we got to be there to support as much as we can, but not get too involved. So really, really nice the way that you brought up this self-control. Pretty awesome. Beautiful. And yes, we really thank you for joining us and bringing your inspirational music and sounds and your wisdom. It's just always so powerful and a blessing to all of us, to myself and many others out there all over the world. And we just appreciate and thank you for joining us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thank you guys there, the studio and the listeners, for all your well-wishes, thoughts, and prayers. And, I send it all back to you 100-fold.
Mm.
And much love.
Mm. Thank you so much, Gukstemch, and we're going to have to let you go for now, and we'll be looking forward to hearing from you again soon.
Okay.
All right. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Okay, so we're going to continue on with our show. That was Shkwait Shakhlach, one of our regular co-hosts here. And we also have in the studio with us Konovar.
Hello, how's it going?
Good, good, good.
Coming to Hashiv.
It's always wonderful to have you here and share your music with us. And we'd love to have an introduction of the song that you brought to us today.
Yeah, this is a bit of a special one. And as we were previewing it just before the show, Hwench and I were talking about this subject, metamorphosis, mm-hmm. and it's, you know, the changing of form or the changing of being kind of thing. And this piece was one that I did for the 10th anniversary album of a project that I've been running with friends, several of whom are also hosts at CGSF as well. So they're like family to me, and definitely we've grown over the past decade. And we wanted to do kind of a final send-off with a couple of new tracks to put on this project. And earlier this year, I had my partner visit from Norway, and we were able to go to a pretty special event, and we were both dressed up in our traditional clothing, myself in a kilt and Celtic Highland wear, and herself in Sami clothing from the northern part of the Arctic. And she had this beautiful silver and jeweled brooch called a sulya, and it means like star or sun or shining. And the piece that you're about to hear is made up of sound recordings from only just jingling and shaking the sulya back and forth. Everything was made from two sound samples, essentially, and then put through some digital processing. And this one was made during, you know, a time of shift in my life. And as I look back and think about who I was and where I want to be, and I'm grateful for the things that have changed in my life.
Well, it was so awesome and incredible just to hear it and preview it. And we're going to share it with all of you out there now. And it's like magic. it really is. So you're gonna hear it, and you're gonna like envision and imagine a butterfly growing, and it's gonna be an incredible journey. So we really appreciate you for coming in and joining us here live and sharing your beautiful music with us.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Tapad liv.
Okay. Enjoy, everyone. Thank you. Wow. So super incredible. As I was saying before, it's just like listening to a butterfly being born or and metamorphosizing into a butterfly.
Mm.
And what a great grand introduction to bring in Lady Fahima with us.
Yes.
And welcome, Lady Fahima.
Hello, hello to each one of you and wonderful team and respected listeners across the country and the first the landowner of the country as well and across the whole world. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And Kanavar, you wanted to say something about your music.
Just that. Thank you so much for letting me play it.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It was an honor.
Lady Fahima, it's lovely to hear your voice.
Thank you so much. It's likewise.
All right, we'll catch you next time.
Yes.
Top at Lev
Absolutely,
Point.
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate it. So, Lady Fahima, we have a subject today on metamorphosis.
Yes, it is amazing subject, same as usual. But this one, when you hear about it, right away to the, you know, to the listeners, to the audience, to whoever is listening this program, right away in our mind we get feather that we are flying. We feel immediately we are flying. And this is significant and is beautiful and is the journey of this small animal, just how they are meditating. The caterpillar is meditation during the within 10 days and 14 days they become only 10%, they become butterfly. And however, if with the animal world and with the human world, they are very, very much connected in a way which is, we do have significant people that they play a big role and they became that butterfly with respect to the landowner of the country and the permission of the Aboriginal people that I have been witness, Ernie Phillips, indigenous leader, that we met him long time ago and he was leading in the court, proceeding his leadership to the court, and the government of Canada recognized his station and he had the coin and they printed the coin with his feature, with his face, and the tradition custom that he had. It was beautiful, and I do have that coin somewhere in my collective, boxes. It's very special. It was a long, beautiful journey, and it was really organic and significant. And another person that it comes to my mind is Counselor Ferry. That she's coming from the Prince Root and Prophet line from, that is her background. And however, she decided to walk, with the grassroots people, no matter what country she's choosing. But her mission was always serving. And she did that, in my opinion, these two leaders, they really played significant remark in the society, in the world. And each one of them, they had their own taste and their own style to work, and to walk and to bring, all the nation and diversity among everyone. And to end my session, in this
on this subject. I'm very honored just to pass this information live to your respected listeners, especially to the students of Simon Fraser University. It's my privilege to bring the best of the best of the my research and the people to bring it out, you know, and line it up, and just recognizing you're all that butterfly. Let's make that change, you know, by not attaching to the negativity, abusive behavior, to so many no's and a stop sign in our path. Just there are one word, very powerful word, yes, I can. Yes, I will. And yes, I do. Say yes to yourself and value, you know, your own soul, that how much you're capable to fly high, and please fly high and enjoy this journey.
Beautiful.
This joy, enjoy this journey that it is amazing. We always have to stand and stick with the positivity, and the negativity, regardless, is always in our path, is always in the society. We have to shut down and close our ears and eyes, and going forward, walk and fly to the light.
Absolutely. We need to use our winds to blow that negativity away.
Yes.
and when we grow, and as we're growing and flying, you know, it's important to give each other space, because we could easily knock one another down and knock our eyes and our, you know, our do physical damage to each other. So we got to be careful when people are metamorphosizing and growing into the beautiful creatures we are. The success is so powerful, we got to watch out for that too. So
absolutely.
I really am honored and blessed to have you come on our show every week and share with us. It's just incredible, and it's a blessing.
Thank you very much. It's my privilege, it's my honor to be present at your station. And my last word, just I'm going to announce Dr. Payam Akhavan, payam.akhavan@utoronto.ca, payam.akhavan@utoronto.ca. He's the, you know, he is the lawyer, international lawyer, and working, you know, basically in the United Nations, and he works for the human rights. And this is his site. Please visit his site. And he has so much chapters, so much seminar, that it can be very, very beneficial to each one, especially the student of Simon Fraser University. Mm. And the last thing is the Nowruz is on Monday, March 20th.
Happy
and
Nowruz.
And the timing would be 2:24 p.m. Mm. And wherever you are, blessings, love, and the peace to be with you like a lifetime.
Thank you so
much. This is my wishes for each one of you. And also on Thursday, I'll be present at your station.
Yay.
And having that and having that tea party with the respected, distinguished guests and some of the students. As many they are most welcome. And of course, the team is always hosting this event on the behalf of Councillor Farry.
Beautiful.
And she is really enjoying that kind of association and engagement of one another in the soul and in the world as one nation. This is something we have to believe and we have to remember.
Absolutely.
After all, we are one nation.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us. We're going to have to say bye for now, and enjoy your week and weekend, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again very soon.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Yes.
Thank you kindly.
Yeah. Bye-bye for now.
Bye for now.
All right. That was Lady Fima, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you for joining us. We can't wait to get to you again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock.